Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Running. Bertol is your host. Thank you so kind of being part of the show. I don't know what happened in the beginning of the show. Busy with my peeps. Hey, guys, how are you doing today? Welcome aboard Bridge MCP. FB doing two-factor for me for months. Oh, no. Ooh. Eric Hayes, welcome aboard. Michael Rudnan, welcome aboard. Who else is here with us today? Let's see. Let's see who else is here with us today. I'm scrolling. Peggy Lopez, how are you doing, Peggy? I saw that you came in to see our Ask Egberto Anything an hour or so late. By the time you came in, I think we were done. We also have Melanie Keelan with us today. Melanie, I hope you're back with us, even though we had to do a little re-queue in here. Let me see, how did that re-queue work? Did that re-queue work off on both media? We need to make sure about that. Let's see who else is here. If I missed you, go ahead and throw your name in there again so that I can see you and call you out, because you know I like to make sure to call out my peeps. That's what it's all about. Alistair Waters, how you doing, my friend? Welcome aboard to Politics Done Right. Okay. Let's see who else we have. Anything else here? Anything? Yes, it's Monday, and it's going to be a wonderful Monday. Works on Facebook now. It's working fine, it seems, and we only had one instance on Facebook. So that is good, as it turns out. All right, let's get busy. AVQ says, no need to read out. Egberto, I'm going to guess you're going to cover the January 6th highlights. That's rightfully pretty much all that's in my news feed. Yeah, the highlights, but I didn't bring any videos with the highlights from that particularly, but I do want to talk about it. And I actually, it is the title of the show today, because the title of the show today is Even Without Power, MAGA is Disastrous to Our Country Because We Let Them. And how do we let MAGA be this bad? Well, we'll go ahead and show you in a few videos that we are going to play you as well. And some of you may say that doesn't have anything to do with MAGA, but ultimately they all do, because we're so distracted with what MAGA is doing, Trump and his peeps are doing, that there's so much that doesn't get done. Okay, in the near future. All right, let's start. Investors buy 25% of homes in three Florida metros. Rising rents and stock market fears have sparked real estate investment. Orlando, Miami, and Jacksonville are three of seven U.S. markets where there are over 25% of sales. Companies like Fundrise have been actively pursuing single-family rental communities in hot southern markets around Florida and South Carolina, allowing retail investors to gain exposure to this asset class as well. Most recently, the company's Interval Fund, backed by Goldman Sachs, purchased an entire community of single homes in Central Florida. This is the primary cause of housing bubble, and it should be illegal. And since you started with that, Mr. Rudnan, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with that as well, because I have a piece here that I did, and I want everybody to listen to it, and it goes this way. If I can get it started, I want you guys to note this. The pilfering in this country is simply ridiculous. In Atlanta, you have corporations now buying up all these homes. They can pay cash for all these homes on the cheap. They intend to rent those homes to make steady cash flow for themselves. So they are using homes as a form of making money. When they take all those homes off of the market, it means that there are fewer homes ready to purchase. And you have 10 people going after one home, and the prices keep going out, and they keep pricing the lower people out of home. That is capitalism. That is how it works. And that is, if you believe in capitalism, that is fine. If you are a decent person that want to do good, and you just want to be a person that goes onto the streets and help other people, you're not going to get a big salary. You are hosed. You will never have a real home. You will never have something good, because only the capitalists, those who put capital first, only those people are entitled to have. Only those people are entitled to have. I mean, it is sickening, right? What we have is, everybody talks about the real estate market. I have a home. You may have a home. You all of us may have homes, right? And we have these investors that are now going around the country. You know, they're always looking for the next animal to eat. They're always looking for the next meat, something to extract. These parasites are always looking for the next thing to make a whole bunch of money on without putting any work into. And what is easy for them to do? Go into communities, buy up houses because they have capital. Remember, our economic system, after the pandemic, we transferred a lot of our wealth from the government from the government proper, which means our money, right into the hands of many of these capitalists, right? And then what happens? What happens? It turns out that because they own all these homes, any additional home that you might want to purchase as an individual, since they're not selling, all they want to do with those homes are rent it. That's all they want to do. They want to buy up a lot of assets and have those assets pay them over and over and over again. Remember, that means they don't do any work. They just sit down there and they have a house and they allow this corporation to profit off of all these homes that they've had an asset to purchase. And then what happens? You have a smaller pie to pick from homes. So those people who are trying to sell homes now, they can sell those homes for whatever the market will bear. So they go ahead and they sell those homes, and the price you pay an inordinate amount for owning a home that in your same neighborhood, those in the investor class had bought for cheap. So they bought your style of home for cheap. They're not going to sell it because they're going to constantly make money off of it by renting it out. People not going to buy it. And eventually, if you want to own a home in these neighborhoods, you're going to have to pay the inflated price from the small number of homes that need to be that want to be sold. But if you want that neighborhood and you can't afford the home, but you want that neighborhood and you can't afford the home, but you want that neighborhood and can't afford the home, what are you going to do? You're going to transfer your money to that corporation who will then rent you that home that you want. So you see what they're turning us into, right? They're doing all that is necessary in the real estate market now. They're doing all that is necessary. Again, there was a time when we used the real estate market for us to build our wealth. So we didn't have stocks and bonds and all these other instruments to mess with. So what we did is we purchased our homes, and our homes appreciated, and then somebody would get our home at a reasonable price if we decided to sell or it stayed within the family as an asset class. Not anymore. Those wealthy people can come and take that from you, and they're doing it on both sides. Let me tell you the two sides that they're doing it on. First side, they come and they buy up all the property in your neighborhood so new people can't come in and buy those homes unless they pay an arm and a leg for it. That's numero uno. But the other thing that they're doing is going to these people who own these homes as forms of assets. And guess what else? Given that a lot of these times the homes are inflated in price, right? So let me give an example. Let's say I'm 65 years old. I'm in my home in that neighborhood that the corporations have bought a whole bunch of homes. So my house that was purchased for $100,000 is now worth $1 million. But I really don't want to sell my home. But I want to use the assets out of my home. So then I go ahead and these people known as there's a mortgage form that they use, reverse mortgage. They come to you and say, hey, don't worry, you can live in your home, it's still yours, and we'll give you a reverse mortgage, and you can go ahead and spend as much money as you want. Hola, Roberto Luis, welcome to Politics Done Right, hermano mio. And you can spend whatever you want on with that reverse mortgage. So go on that vacation, buy that extra car, turn that asset into a whole lot of depreciable material or vacations, or throw that money away. They have all these advertisements out there that teaches you how to get rid of your money so that after you're dead now, your kids come around and say, great, that house that mommy sold us has so appreciated. And then you go to sell the home or you go to get your home and you realize that the bank is the one who owns that home. And the bank says, but if you want to keep it, you can go ahead and pay us for the home for what your parents took out, plus all the fees and interest and charges we bankers, we parasites, apply to it. Folks, people, friends, amigos, hermanos y hermanas, my brothers and my sisters, the financial class in this country, in this capital class, is here to take you to the cleaners. And because we're not sophisticated, we don't know about all these instruments. We don't know all the implications. And people say, well, just read. Well, that's why you have politics done right, because we kind of pull a lot of that stuff out. And if you listen to us, you understand that you don't fall for the capitalist hoopla that goes on here, folks. All right, let me go ahead and start reading stuff from my peeps. Vamos a ver qué vamos a decir ahora. Eric Hayes, scholarships money via Obama sponsors. This makes sense. Not debt forgiveness across the board. Finally, something smart and more famous people and other money people should get smart and quit using the freaking government. The Obamas have turned up with a CEO of Airbnb to launch a $100 million scholarship, that the Voyager Scholarship. The award will offer support to college students looking to start a career in public service, funding for financial aid to students, as well as stipends for travel and networking opportunities. I don't know what you're complaining about, Brother Hayes, okay? Let me first tell you. I thought we started with our previous communication to extricate the fallacy that there's some independent government entity that you should hate because it's inefficient. If you hate government, you hate yourself. I repeat, if you hate government, you hate yourself, because government is we the people. And if we the people are unable to function, it means we the people are the ones that are not engaging appropriately to do what is right as a government. You see, when the Powell memo came out, that was one of the most important concepts that they had to get into your head. And so far for you, Mr. Hayes, it has worked. Let you think that government is something other than you. If government is not working, it is your responsibility to engage government and to get with other people to ensure that government works. That's what I am doing. That's what Bridge MCP is doing. That's what Melanie Keelan is doing. That's what Roberto Lewis is doing. That's what Alistair E. Waters is doing. That's what Bridge MCP is doing. To make government work. Do not allow the corporate structure to fool you into thinking, because this is how it works. And be intelligent about it, people. This is how it works. We the people, all of us, create government. We are government. The corporations are independent people working together to make money however they can. Is that a bad thing? No. Is it a good thing? No, it's just a thing. That's all. It's just a thing. Corporations are people who get together, not all of us as one, not all of us working in concert for the benefit of us all. A corporation works in the benefit of the few who own the corporation. Punto y final. Government is all of us getting together to work together to do what's good together for us all. So the Powell memo, in order to give a benefit to the few, which is what's happening right now, the transfer of wealth from us all to the few, to the rich. And for those who say there will always be the rich, or the rich would always win, you are a slave. You are a slave if you sit back and think, well, the rich will always get what they want. That is slave mentality. That is having chains in your head. We have to understand what government is. We the people. Punto y final, we the people. Corporations is we the few who are going to take advantage of you if we can.
including taking advantage of we the people. And how do we do that? We enslave the minds of the population. How do we enslave the mind of the population? We create a huge document known as the Powell Memo. The Powell Memo was written by Lewis Powell, a Democrat who eventually Richard Nixon appointed to the Supreme Court. It shows you that neoliberalism is not just a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. It is a money parasitic thing. And I hope you guys are understanding what I'm saying. If you don't, tell me I need to clean my language up or whatever, but I'd like you to ask if you don't get it. Again, this document, its sole purpose was to tell you government is bad, government is wasteful, government is evil, government is all these things, as if you are not government. They needed to put a fission between what was you and what was government. Letting you forget, enslaving your mind into believing that government isn't us. And by making sure that government isn't us, they can abuse us as they did using the Heritage Foundation, the Cato Institute, and all these organizations designed to create lies that seem truthful. Please, it is so important that you get that. It is so important that you get that. Now, I brought that back from the scholarship stuff that Eric Hayes brought on because I don't want to depend on independent entities. I don't want to depend on the goodness of a few rich individuals to give scholarships to people and say, oh, how nice they are. This guy gave $100 million to this black university so that all those kids' medical bills are paid off. What happened to the hundreds of thousands of kids of any race who are trying to make it but can't because of a parasitic class in this country? So here's, for those who missed it, I'm going to repeat it here in a sort of a minute slab. The Powell Manifesto, written by Lewis Powell, a Democrat, who then was ascended to the Supreme Court by Richard Nixon, wrote this document that says, we need to make sure that people isolate themselves from the government and consider the government an inefficient, bad entity, so that then they would have their faith in corporations and the private sector, not right realizing that government is we the people working together for the betterment of us all, while the corporations are a group of people working just for the sole benefit of those people. It's that simple. So let's get it right. Those who believe in hating the government are enslaved in their minds. It has worked with them. The Powell Memo has worked with them. Your mind is enslaved. If you love corporations, if you love the private sector more than you like government, is equivalent to saying you love others more so than yourself. It is that simple. There was a concerted effort to put that into your head. Government is bad. Government is bad. There was a concerted effort designed to put that in your head. And it has worked with many. It has worked with many. Government is as good as you are willing to invest in it. Period. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you don't like government, you do not like yourself. If you don't like government, then it is equivalent to saying you hate yourself. Now, going back to the topic of discussion today, which is MAGA is a clear and present danger to us all. And I need everyone to really understand that it isn't specifically what MAGA has the capacity to do. Because MAGA was created with a bunch of people that Donald Trump himself says, I like stupid people. Okay? That is what Donald Trump says. Mr. Lee Grant says, you don't need to invest in government. They pick your pocket. The reality is, If government is picking your pocket, it's you who are picking your own pocket. Whoa, that is rich to say that I don't want tax money paid to be wasted. Punto final. No, that is not, that's not what you're saying. That is what they want you to believe you're saying. If your tax money is wasted, it is wasted by what corporations are doing to us right now. If you refuse to understand it, then you are being or you are remaining willfully ignorant. If I show you methodically how corporations rip us off in defense, how corporations rip us off with pharmaceuticals, how corporations rip us off as they build our roads, how corporations rip us off as they create toll roads and all these other things, and you sit back and come back and say, oh no, government is wasteful, government rip us off. No, again, you missed the point. You chose to be willfully ignorant. You chose exactly who Donald Trump say you are. I like stupid people because I can tell them something and they believe it. I can even tell them government is bad, even though I'm the head of government. I can tell them government is bad and they're not going to think it through. They're not going to say, wait a minute, Republicans, why do you want to be in government so badly if government is bad? Tax money is wasted right now and we are being taxed subliminally. Wait, that is ridiculous. Tell me, where is your tax dollars wasted more in government than with the private sector? Give me a particular instance. I don't want you to tell me what the right wings are telling you. Give me an instance in how you can say your tax dollars are wasted right now. Give it to me. Biden inflation is not something. Biden inflation is actually, you think it's Biden inflation? Let me go ahead and give you a little piece here. I want you guys to listen to this because Larry Summers had something interesting to say yesterday. I want you to listen to it. Economist and former Obama advisor Lawrence Summers had an interesting statement. Banana Republicans. Listen to this and then we'll take it on the other side.
I think the banana Republicans who are saying that what happened on January 6th was nothing or okay are undermining the basic credibility of our country's institutions. And that in turn feeds through for inflation. Because if you can't trust the country's government, why should you trust its money? So I think it's terribly important that we take the temperature down in Washington, that we recognize behavior that's just out of bounds of reasonable and decency.
I didn't finish the piece. I stopped it too early. But that is what he says. It's indecent. Here's the deal, MAGA. If you want to know why we have inflation, it's not Biden inflation. It's MAGAflation. MAGA created MAGA was the reason why the pandemic got as bad as it is to kill over 1 million people. MAGA is the reason why the healthcare system is going to hell right now because we created all those DCEs. I can go MAGA after MAGA after MAGA things that cause our problems right now. And by the way, it is interesting because in those regards where the private sector is sucking you dry, you don't see it. And again, you don't see it because you chose to buy the spin. You chose to buy the spin from those still preaching the Powell memo. Michael Rudnick says, Noam Ross Chomsky, government has a flaw that General Electric doesn't have. The government is potentially democratic. There's a way of influencing the government and participating in it. I'm not joking. Just think about it. When you're saying that the government is doing this and that the government is doing us, yes, the government is reflecting the interests of the people in it, but they could be representing us. There is no way for private tyrannies to be representing us. So yes, they would like you to hate the government. There is a lot wrong with government. There's a lot to be hated about it. There is a lot of change about it. But the main thing about it is you can participate in it. And there are always ways of changing what it does. And therefore, for at least people who believe in democracy, gives us advantages that other systems of powers don't have. It's potentially our system of power and the private corporations aren't. Again, Many of you who always want to leave something to the private sector don't see how you are enslaving yourself to a few. You don't go to a board. You don't have any say in the board of directors. You don't even have a say if you own regular standard common stock. The executives who work for the main investors in the company have all the say, and their sole purpose is to empower, to profit those who own the corporations, those who own the avenues within the private sector. So please, people, I know it's hard to accept. I know it's hard to change your mind and say, oh my God, I should not hate government. I should participate in government, and I should put the effort in to make government work. But you see, too many people are too lazy. Many of us are too lazy. I don't mind us being too lazy if we still say, well, let's let the people who believe in government, let government work. Egberto, so the prophet, let me go to Lou first. Lou says, yep, you are on point, Egberto. How would you not like government? Government is the people. Thank you, Roberto. You hit the money on the head. Egberto, half our discretionary budget goes to the military, according to Michael Rudnick, which is true, which is more than next 10 countries combined. That's a bit of government waste. Though the conservatives in the chat will never admit that it's a valid point. I mean, yeah, the military is the biggest wasteful thing. We build a bunch of tanks that every 15, 20 years, we blow them up and build some more, right? It's crazy that our minds are so destroyed by the Powell memo and those who base their lives on the Powell memo. It's amazing. No lo puedo creer. Sorry that your internet is funky, my dear Melanie Keelan. Daniel Ledo says, if you love government, you hate humanity. No, it's the other way around. You hate humanity. E2247 says, PDR keeps getting knocked off YouTube. I think we're back on. I'm pretty sure we're back on now. I mean, I don't know what kept on happening for a while. I don't know if it's our rebroadcaster or what. But I can tell you right now that we're back on, my friend. We're back on a new channel. Continuing. Let's see what else we got here. But our counts are low because people keep having to go to another level. Anyway, let's see. Eric Hayes is overspending and now way to freaking pay for it. Again, that's a misunderstanding of economics. You're an accountant. I know an accountant isn't an economist, but my God, at least you could, especially being here at Politics Done Right, you could make an effort. You know, make an effort. Lee Grant, define what MAGA is. Make America Great is actually MAGA, right? But it's Make America Great Again, as if America was ever, well, we're not going to go there. But let me just tell you the reality. The reality is MAGA stands for the people who follow Trump with all that he stands for. Let's see what else we have. Eric Egberto is, so profits you made, will you give it back to the government or nonprofit organization since it was evil? I never said profits were evil. I just said I want a big government, or the right-sized government, so that no corporations or company can supersede the power of the people. And with regards to the profit that I made over the decades that I've been here in the United States, every year I get a piece of paper from Social Security that shows how much I paid into Social Security, how much I paid into Medicare, and I tell you what, it's a bunch. I've done my part to society, that I've drawn down all my stuff to do what I'm doing to make a better America, that's a different thing. But let me tell you something. I was never an evil privateer. All right, Michael Renner says, yes, military overspending, sure, but is serving its purpose now, Ukraine or Taiwan? No, it's not serving its purpose. No, it's not. Alistair Waters says, I've just gone and keep watching from Facebook. Thank you, Alistair. Roberto Lewis says, and we also give away military equipment to different countries, millions of dollars, but we don't talk about millions of dollars of waste, and we don't give too often to our own. Your messaging says profits are evil. No, you chose to take that out of the message. And you know why? Because you were programmed. You are enslaved into believing that anybody who goes ahead and tells the truth about corporations somehow is anti-profit. I am not. Is MAGA wants to bring us back to when exactly? The 1950s is the most common answer. Back then, top marginal tax rate was 90%, and it should be there again for the marginal tax rate should be there. Hey, conservatives, that sounds good to me. How about you? Can we have Trumpism without Trump? Yes, we can. Because what Trump did is Trump gave the pelotas to people to support Trumpism. That's what he did. Okay, let me see what I can do here. I need to play my PDR support, and then I'll be right back.
Politics done right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information to counter the right and to present what progressives represent for the benefit of us all to everybody so that it's not misread, misled by any other entity. We make sure and populate that internet with blogs, with videos, with all these other things to make sure that we are informed and to counter everything that you normally hear that are lying at the right. We also make articles in magazines, articles in newspapers all around the country to ensure, again, that our message gets out there. Last but not least, we also write books. As you see it, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, How to Make America Utopia, are two of the many books that I've written on these issues. So please support us in one of many ways. Numero uno, you can support us at PayPal, either one time or monthly. Go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can support us by becoming a part of our YouTube channel, going to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. Or you can support us in many other forms that you can find at politicsdoneright.com/support. Be sure to visit our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, and get our books at politicsdoneright.com.
All right, folks, I hope you support us in whatever manner you can. In whatever manner you can. Again, the all-encompassing link to provide support is at politicsdoneright.com/support. Again, that is, and I forgot to pull it up as I was waiting because I was distracted doing something else. Today has been technological. Look, I really know what's generally going on in this room, the studio. But today I simply did not know what was going on. I don't know why the internet flaked out on me. I don't. But please provide support at politicsunright.com/support. politicsunright.com/support. And please be sure to give us an up arrow on YouTube, on Facebook, and everywhere else. Please follow me on Twitter, which is at Egberto Willis, at Egberto Willis, at EGBERTOWILLIES. Replying to Roberto Lewis, we have, only thing foreign aid is good, especially as part of soft power diplomacy, humanitarianism, especially after a crisis event, and less warmongering foreign policy. Sister Jan says, let's go, Brandon. Michael says, Egberto, hope you switch to that new ISP soon. Get things working properly. Yeah, I don't know what happened, so I'm going to go ahead and put the submission in for that new ISP today. And yes, Alistair is hot as hell today. Alistair is in our part of town, so yes, it's hot as hell. But we continue. I have one more video to show you. This one has to do with Eddie Glaude. Eddie Glaude talks about MAGA, something that we need to be very sure of going forward. Check this out. We'll take it on the other side. Eddie Glaude made a statement that it's important that we cauterize in our minds right now. There are some people in the MAGA crowd have no interest in real democracy. Check this out, and then we'll take it on the other side.
I want to say this really quickly. We need to stop believing that some of these folk on the Republican side are actually Democratic actors.
They are
not Democrat. They are illiberal. And when we treat them as typical opponents, yeah, we're actually contributing to the problem because some of these folks are using the democratic process to undermine democracy itself.
These folks do not believe in democracy. They believe in a democracy only where if they win, they win. If they lose, they win. And if we don't understand that, we will lose the big picture. And the media better get it. The Democratic Party better get it. Everyone better understand it because these guys are out to kill. All right. I want to entertain my two right-wingers in the house right now. So bear with me, all of my great people here who say, why do you pay attention to them? And that is because they are paid attention to by quite a few people in America. Sister Jan says, 40-year inflation, unaffordable gas and grocery prices, baby food shortages, and a mess at the border importing fentanyl. Okay, let's take those individually. 40-year inflation rate, okay, caused by whom? The private sector. Unaffordable gas and grocery prices, caused by whom? The private sector. Baby food shortages and a mess at baby food shortages, caused by whom? The private sector. And border problems, fentanyl, private sector. So all these problems that it makes. I want to be kind in the way I talk to people, because here's a problem, Sister Jan. I think most people, I don't fall well within the bell curve in the levels of intellect. And they should never allow ideology, however, to make them not smart. And what even when Trump was in office, I said it was good that Trump released the money so that we could get the vaccines paid for. But when it comes to what occurred because of all those missteps, it takes a small, let me rephrase that. I don't want to get caustic. You make yourself seem so much less intelligent when you try to assert that a president like Biden, who reinflated the economy using Keynesian techniques, are somehow responsible for the problems, each of you, which you describe, that was directly caused by the private sector. And let's enumerate. Are we having some supply chain problems? Yes. Why did we have some supply chain problems? Because of the failure of the private sector. How did that happen? Because the private sector decided to do two things. They decided to have offshore manufacturing. In other words, they sold out the American jobs for cheap labor overseas. The American worker, and Biden didn't do that. The private sector did that. And at the same time, they implemented something called just-in-time inventory. Just-in-time inventory says, we don't keep a lot of the products we need to build things here in the States in stock. We just make sure that as we need it, the ships come in from the places we outsource these products from. So two things created the supply chain problem, and both of them are the private sector. Just-in-time inventory, where we don't keep enough inventory on hand, and two, that we offsource just about everything. And who did that? The private sector. When it came to the milk shortage, the private sector was poisoning your kids. The private sector was poisoning your kids. Government forced them to clean their act up, and to clean their act up, they had to stop producing. Again, failure of the private sector. Then you ask, wait a minute, why didn't we have more different manufacturers of formulas out there? Again, the private sector paid off government entities to support, to allow the existence of monopolies. Otherwise, we would have split those companies up as they grew too big and took over too large a part of the economy, of their economy in producing formula. Again, who's the problem? The private sector. So let's continue with your enumeration, Miss Sister Jan. And as far as inflation, I think we spoke about that. The only entity with pricing power is the private sector. I don't like it that way. I would have government nationalize all industries that are responsible for critical things in our economy. That would be energy would be nationalized. Certain levels of food would be nationalized. And utilities would be nationalized, meaning internet, meaning all these other things. Because one of the problems in our internet as well is that companies have to get their depreciative results out of some of their build-outs. So therefore, new technology may take decades before it gets to certain places. Again, failure of what? The private sector. Whereas, let's give an example. In the military, which is done by the government, if a particular product is obsolete and as is of no use, the government has the right to say, we'll just not use it anymore. We don't have to make sure that we had not depreciated that or whatever the case may be. We just go ahead and say, that is not useful anymore. Let's put in what's useful. Not in the private sector. So folks, you were designed. The Powell Manifesto was designed to keep a certain group in our community not very smart. It has done a good job with people like Tank Murdoch and Sister Jan. But I'm glad that Sister Jan is at politics done right, because what it gives you the opportunity to do is to learn, just like all of us here have learned. Just like all of us here have learned. And again, Eric, you just said blame game, time, spin the wheel. No. Please tell me, what did I say that was not true before you make a silly statement like that? What did I say that was not true? What did I say that was not accurate? Policy decisions of stacking energy in January 2021, that's a false statement. There's nothing that's stopping these companies from drilling. And the pipeline had nothing to do with it either. Again, you're lying to yourself and you're allowing it to happen. Fortune magazine says U.S. companies must post their biggest profit growth in decades by jacking up prices during the pandemic. Exactly. Biden has a 60% disapproval rating on the economy. I want him to control of energy, food, etc. Again, it's not surprising where his popularity rating is when everybody else is misinformed as far as what he's doing. And look, I'm no Biden fan. Biden is a neoliberal. He's sowing what he reaped. Biden is sowing what he reaped. Biden could have really tackled a lot of things by forcing Manchin and others using all kind of techniques to do it. He didn't. Again, he's a neoliberal as well. But he's a neoliberal that was willing to do certain progressive things if he had the backing of all. He didn't, and he didn't push it. So folks, it takes some good thinking, good analysis to understand these things. And I'm glad to see that the vast majority of our audience is. And I hope to bring along those of you who are not yet there. And I'm trying to do it without being, I'm not questioning your intelligence. I'm questioning your willful ignorance. Okay, we are all just as intelligent. But what I am questioning is your willful ignorance. You choose to be ignorant. You choose to do that, some of you. That's all. You choose that. You've chosen that. E2247 says the cracks will widen. GOP leaders now know that from here, the case against 45 and his people will intensify. The J6 committee has the goods, and if Thursday night was an indication, they will be delivered in compelling narratives as they were this morning as well. You did not finish reading my statement and have nothing to back up each point to prove it. I did finish reading your statement, not because I didn't read it aloud. I don't think you really want to be embarrassed, do you? Well, I can do that if you will, sir. Policy decisions of sticking energy in January 21 is direct result of Biden's killing energy development and his administration slow walking pipelines and canceling others. That is the most, that statement can easily be debunked. The pipeline was not used to transmit oil that was coming to the United States. It was used to transmit dirty Canadian oil, period, to reduce the cost of those shipping dirty Canadian oil. We could get a lot, if we could get that same dirty oil from Venezuela yesterday. So that's a silly, silly, uninformed statement. I just didn't want to come out and tell it to you that graphically, but it's a silly, uninformed statement. LNG was not being permitted by lack of approvals by Biden administration attack on energy. That's another silly statement. LNG ports have been or are being built. One just exploded and showed why we take our time to do these things. Do we want another Texas City explosion? I don't think so. Not loaning to fossil fuel companies by regulating a bank's attack on fossil energy companies. That is a silly statement. That's the private sector. That's not the government sector. So you're saying you in your statement there, Mr. Hayes, have just said the private sector fails. So there you go. I didn't want to go through them individually like that. You tricked me into doing it, and I just proved how nonsensical your paragraph was and a paragraph's design without having read the things you needed to read. Okay? So your paragraph was made up of three silly, uninformed statements. I didn't want to tell you that, so I just ignored it. There you go. Michael Rundin says, Egberto, Biden could have played hardball with Manchin, especially as Manchin has two serious flaws that could be exposed. I know. He could have really forced Manchin to act, but he is a neoliberal. From The Intercept, Heather Birch, Joe Manchin's daughter played direct part in EpiPen inflation scandal. Yes. Emails show the former Mylan CEO worked with her counterpart at Pfizer to corner the market, and he could have blackmailed him into saying, you are going to support this or else. And he should have done that. But he is a neoliberal. Eric Hayes, okay, you are right all the time. No, I'm not right all the time. But when I'm right, I'm right. When Rudnan is right, he's right. You just happen to put something that the right wing likes to spin, but it's something that makes absolutely no sense and can be proven wrong every single time. Stick with politics done right and get informed. Tom C. says, as pain at the pump continues, the U.S. is exporting as much oil as it is importing as gas prices go up. Texas continues to ship the oil and gas we produce overseas. Why? That's why we need to nationalize the industry. That's why we need to nationalize the industry. Carl Foster, American MSM is poison. I can't disagree with you. Anyway, folks, I got to get out of here. I thank you so kindly for spending this time with me. I'm so sorry for the initial problems we had with our system. We'll try to clean that up, and we'll see how we put this together as one program. Michael says, I'm not right all the time, but I always source to high factual sources. When I'm wrong, it's because one of them got something wrong. And you cop to it. And Sister Jen says, we are the Saudi Arabia of oil. Brandon can't tie his shoes. Sister Jan, I think your statements say a lot about you, my dear sister. Anyway, my name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? Out. We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please, join.